Hello everybody, this is Aaron Spears with Podcast For You. Thanks for listening to it. Hey, this is a short review of netbooks. This is an ASUS EEPC 904HA, and nobody seems to have put a podcast about netbooks up on Blind Cool Tech and Blind Geek Zone and what have you. I haven't looked, but I haven't stumbled into anything, so I figured I'd try one of my own. So this one here is this is my ASUS EEPC 904HA, and this is the internal microphones, and I'm not going to edit this part of the recording, so you get to see how good quality the recording is. Excuse me. So probably what I'll do is turn on stereo mix of some kind, and then I'll just wander around for a bit and let you listen to how responsive it is. Maybe go browse the web, play Alterion for a minute, or check my email. The idea, you know, maybe I'll go through how to change the power settings on it, unplug the battery and let you hear how long it's gonna take, stuff like that, because netbooks are sort of new in the computer world, and for anybody who doesn't know, netbooks are by definition computers that have a less than 12.1 inch screen, I believe it is. There's no real, not really another guideline. I know this one here has a 8.9 inch screen, and it weighs 3.2 pounds. It has a 6 cell battery and will last about 7 hours. Because most of the modern netbooks run on the Intel Atom platform, and that is a pretty standard thing that Intel developed for netbooks, and it consists of a processor, a single core processor that uses hyper-threading technology and goes at 1.6 gigahertz, and it has a commonly has a gigabyte of RAM, and it uses an Intel GMA945 graphics chipset or whatever that is. I might have the numbers wrong, but anyway, it's pretty simple computer. Someone would claim they're not very good number crunchers, so we'll get to listen to see how that is, because the hardware specs, they're not really gonna blow you away, and probably, you know, I have Windows 7 installed. I'm sure there's some curiosity about how Windows 7 is gonna run on a computer like this, so I'm gonna start out in XP and mess around, and then if I get around to it, I'll boot up an XP or Windows 7 and try to demonstrate that. But Windows 7, the drivers for the netbook are not very advanced, so it's hard to do stereo mix with it, so it'll be kind of interesting. I'll probably use a patch cable through and record it with the Sony Vaio laptop I have here, so probably do it that way. So, probably after this, after I finish talking here, I'll just, what you're gonna hear is me wandering around in XP just doing stuff. And then I'll come back and explain what I'm gonna do next. Stereo mix doesn't let you listen, or I said that wrong. With the netbooks, actually what I'll do is I'll plug in an external microphone so I can go ahead and talk. So, hold on just a minute. I'll be back just in a second. Okay, I'm going to start by saving a GoldWave file while recording with another one. So, I got an external microphone to work. I have stereo mix turned on, and I have the microphone set to loop back. So the stereo mix will pick it up. So you can hear Jaws and me at the same time. So, this is GoldWave. And I'm just going to hit Control Tab. And here is the beginning part of this. And I can't play it, I don't think. Hey, this is a short review. Yes, I can. So this is the beginning of this podcast. It's sort of weird. I'm playing the first part of the podcast in the middle of the podcast. It's sort of weird. So anyway, I'm going to save this, because I haven't yet. I'm recording the second part and having not saved the first part yet. So I'm going to go ahead and save this. Hit Control S. Actually, let's restart. Make Jaws talk nice and slow.
Untitled.
Just so everybody can hear it.
Gold Wave. Save sound as dialogue. File name colon. Folder view list view. 0 items. Left parent friend right parent Lex has left the game. Attributes colon. Folder view not selected. Erotic 1 of 7. Boot map my call my music.
Let's see, let's put it in.
My gold, my picture, my receipt, my received, my video, my web, school, wolf call, my net, my my music. Full amoeba ambient tick, toolbar. Toolbar go to last up one. Create new fold. Edit gold wave recording. Gold sample. Gold file name colon edit combo. Call.wav. 0 items. Part 1 0 items. Full file name part 1 0.
So I'm gonna put it in gold wave recordings and I'm gonna call it part 1. And it's in
save as type colon combo box wave left
pe- dot wave format
secant attribute combo box PCM sign 16-bit stereo.
That's fine.
Save button.
Hit save.
Attributes save button.
Looks like a
save button. Save
there
gold
wave
cancel job timer stereo 450p land.
It's done already.
Gold wave.
Let's see how much data it saved in that little bit of time.
Start my document. Leaving my combat. Gender.
Whoops.
Full, my GM in Matt in East Emic Eder Zara. Loot ambient amoebas antique gold. Part 1 dot wav 1 of. Type Microsoft Wave sound format bitrate 1411 kbps size 43.0 MB set as just.
So they say 43 megabytes of data before I could even get it to read what the progress was. It's pretty quick.
Gold Wave.
I can't close.
Gold piece blank. Close untitled.
I did close the one file. Actually, I had a sense of.
Oh,
humor.
Piece not select Constantine's cons preview. Piece not my preview. Part 1.1.
Let's open this back up.
Land.
Okay.
Go.
Hey, this.
Now it's what I'm trying to. Okay, I selected a little piece of this recording that I recorded at the intro, you know, that I haven't just now saved it. So I'm going to do, do a filter thing to filter out the sound. I said I wasn't going to edit it, but just out of humor, we're going to let Gold Wave do a filter on this to remove the background noise from the netbook's internal microphone. And, we're going to let it remove that while recording so we can just get a little bit of an idea of how much a number cruncher this does happen to be. So
menu, tool menu bar.
We hit Alt C.
Doppler, dynamic, dotteries, play, revert, replic, op, and compress, filter, sub menu, bandpass, slash, stop, dot.
Let's see, we need noise reduction.
Spectrum, smooth, side, pop, arrow, noise, low, noise reduction, menu bar, leaving menus, noise reduction, presets, edit, combo. Left bracket Bova average clipboard noise print.
Okay, let's try this.
100%. 4%. Processing reduction envelope. Cancel button. Error. Okay button. No edit combo clipboard noise. Processing noise reduction. Cancel button. 1%. 6%.
So now we're saving or
Jaws.
Recording a file using Jaws. We're recording a file with
12%.
Gold Wave. We got
Jaws left
bracket, running.
Bovine, right bracket. 18%.
A client that does a bad job using memory. It uses a lot of RAM. Monkey Term does, and that's what keeps talking
left
to us.
Left bracket, bovine, right.
And we're saving a file at the same time with the same program that's recording
29%.
One.
Left job.
We're getting to see how quick it's doing this.
Time remaining, :0010.
We're not saving a file. Sorry, we are doing noise reduction to it.
Time remaining, :0102. Left parent, 41%. Right parent. Processing noise reduction. 49%.
You can see how responsive the computer still is.
Peace. Processing noise maximum.
And it's set to maximum. I've noticed
check that anticom-
on a lot of computers, when left you do this, it slows to a crawl. I mean, it like you can't do anything until maybe you set it to priority to
gold width.
High instead of maximum.
Can't.
But this thing
all
doesn't even slow it down.
Leaving me cancel.
Kind of weird.
Priority : combo box maximum.
This is a little computer I
left
paid
bracket.
$429 for it. It gets 7 hours on batteries.
80%.
And lets me do two or three things with one audio application and not slow me
left
down. Pretty neat.
90p, check that.
It's about
PC
done.
Maximum. Left bracket bovine.
Yeah,
97. Maximum. Gold way, land.
Okay. Now let's see what the result of that was.
Hey, this is a short review of netbooks. This is an ASUS.
Left bracket bovine.
Okay, so that was what we ended up with after we did a noise reduction. I just wanted to listen to it for
left
curiosity.
Left bracket bovine.
So.
Close. Confirm. Yes button. Gold wave.
No. Okay.
Gold.
That was actually
left
kind
bracket.
Of seemingly pointless, and I'm gonna
advanced monkey term addent monkey term dash left bracket Matthias ult leaving menus monkey jump turning off channel bovine PC selected go eat land.
Okay, so that'll quit interrupting us. Okay, anyway, that was just to show us, you know, this isn't really anything. This isn't professional podcast or anything. It's just.
We're just
playing with a netbook, trying to figure, you know, we're getting an idea how good these little tiny cheap computers actually perform.
PC.
And so we just messed with an audio application, did some hard work with it, and now it's
monkey
wander around with alt
tabbing. Master control gold wave control panel can be real. Monkey term that advanced controls for mic volume. Record one microphone boost checkbox check. Advanced gold wave. Monkey term dash left left. Recording control piece advanced button. Gold. Monkey term add an T communication manager. Add communic. Gold PC.
See,
monkey local folders dash out.
Alt tabbing
piece
between stuff.
Gold piece. Monkey juice dash pod piece.
I just close these programs.
Land.
I think juice is busy.
Land.
See.
60 juice dash p land monkey term dash piece monk master gold juice dash piece land gold
keeps coming up in the wrong window.
Let's try
this
taskbar juice dash pod juice dash
there we go
land
that worked
second c demonstrate 60 talk 6 enclosures beds. Letter, yeah, Windows 7 first looks part 2 downloaded, Mac demo 5 downloaded, 19 slot machine, Yamaha IP 413 downloaded, letter me later downloaded, demonstration using Kurzweil to improve ebook sound quality by Ann Parsons downloaded, second zero talk tech chat on using Facebook, Twitter and sick.
Okay, so, that was cheese.
Monkey,
I just closed it.
Monkey, master volume, master P mute checkbox. Start button, monkey, gold, monkey, gold wave recordings, gold piece part 1, dot, monkey, gold wave, Arontix JAWS scripts for PC,
yeah,
desk,
yeah.
Monkey, gold wave, piece,
so that's that, see how quick we pull up a system tray, listing for JAWS,
select the system,
you probably heard when I hit the button and how quick it responded,
piece, real tech, juice, folder,
let's
PC,
open the start menu,
start me.
I hit the button, it's kind of hard so you can hear how responsive it is.
Set program, Adobe Railroad, job, you are, L works,
so yeah.
Opera, low, prost.
Yeah, let's open
gold.
Up GMA Tank
Games.
Commander.
Hard, free cell, begin, GMA submit, GMA Tank, play GMA Tank, leaving men.
And play this for GMA, a minute,
GMA.
See how responsive it is. Okay, jaw shut down, or went to sleep. Here we go. This ought to be interesting, actually, since we are doing a Gold Wave recording and trying to run a DirectX program at the same time.
Start button. GMA tag command registered to Aaron T.
Enter your selection.
For me,
play arcade game. Play arcade game. Play standard. Enter your experience.
It's my turn.
Would you like training mode? No.
Press F1 for help.
Sector.
So you can hear a stereo. Water's to our right now.
0-2-0-0-0-0.
Seems to be working fine. Let's,
save game.
Oops.
Play your saved game. No. Yes. Select 2. 2. 1.
We're on the beach!
This is Sector 6 at the end of the game.
Standard shells.
I got my friendly tanks behind me. And,
water. 1. Water ahead. One tank. Water ahead. Tank transport ahead. 4. Water. Burn water ahead. Burn water. Burning ship. Water. Water. Burn.
Collision warning.
So you can hear all those tanks behind me.
0-9-0.
And the ocean water to my left. I just
zero,
turned.
0-0-0. Water 200 meters. Tank transport 200 and.
Here comes the tank transport.
Transport landed. Let's get on quick.
Not sure what's going on.
0-9-0. Machine gun. Zero.
Now
zero,
we're in trouble.
Zero.
Now we're in trouble. Now we're in trouble. Oh no! Now we're in trouble!
Now
we're in trouble!
Move.
Transport destroyed!
Sorry, the battle is over for you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, enough of that noise.
Place, play our exit.
Okay, okay, there we go.
That's PC.
So that shows you how well it performs with that. Just one more game, top speed.
Gold Mozilla Fire load Mozilla Fire set program max and leaving menu add and TCOM all game sub for GFV playing in the dark night top speed 2 leaving menus.
Let's go for a race.
Use the arrow keys and enter key to main menu. Time trial single race. Time select the track type race track. Select the track. America. Go back. America. Go. Spain. Portugal. Go. America.
I do America. I don't want to embarrass myself by crashing on every corner.
Select the vehicle. The black. Go.
The Dodge.
Cobalt.
Go. The crank. Speedy S3. The tunnel. The Wildcat.
Chevy.
Dodge.
Dodge Barracuda.
The Formula.
Ferrari.
Left.
F-18 fighter jet.
Hit the arrow keys real quick to get an idea how responsive that is.
Lotus Jeep.
McLaren A.
Kawasaki
Ninja 6 Cobalt.
We Dodge Mike
Dope.
Left Jet
for Formula 1
Ferrari
Dodge Bear
Dodge
Chevy for
the Wildcat the Tunnel the
Dodge Ferrari
Jaguar Jag
F-18
Jag
Ferrari
Formula
Dodge Bear
the Tunnel Speed with the Speed the
Dodge Bear
Formula
Ferrari
Jaguar
F
Loaded
McLaren
Mustang Kawasaki Ninja 6
Cobalt.
We Dodge
Go Back the Black Go Back
Left Jaguar
Ferrari
Formula
Dodge
Bear
Chevy Corvette 69.
Make a selection. Work. Automatic trans menu.
Couldn't find the one I wanted, but this.
Start your engines. 3, 2, 1, go.
Was hitting the space bar real quick. Enough. We were just getting an idea how
select
responsive
the track
that
time.
Is.
Go back, main menu, time trial, exit.
Desktop PC.
Now what should we play with? We played some audio games. Messed with an audio application. it doesn't work very well with Microsoft Word.
Microsoft Word, Mozilla Fire, Motorola, My Bluetooth, Microsoft Express, Microsoft Office Word, leaving menus. Document 1-Microsoft Word, print edit. Characters. TASTESTIN. This is a test. I want to know how responsive this thing is with Microsoft Word. Enter. Enter. Left parent friend. Well, I've seen worse. Maybe if I turned off autocorrect and stuff it'd speed up, who knows? Alt F N. Arontix Jart PC.
So actually, it's not so bad.
Peace desktop.
I prefer to use Jart. I have it mapped to one of the buttons on the front of the computer. On top.
Jart left parent screen reader mode right F. Carrick, this is a T. PC, this is a this is a test to see how responsive this is with Jart, a free text editor. To me, Jart seems to be a pretty sweet little word processor. This is a F7, Jart dialog, spell check is complete, enter, edit.
I didn't make any typos, that's funny.
Alt N, Arontix Jart.
Yeah, netbooks have small keyboards, so actually, you know, listening to me typing like that,
Rob desktop, PC.
Maybe that gives somebody an idea of what kind of keyboard the Asus 904 and 1000 HA have. Give you an idea, because the keyboards are usually smaller, maybe a little bit harder to type on. But I found that I can type pretty good on this one. I did a speed test the other day, and it was actually 106 words per minute with one of my speed tests. So, kind of weird.
Monkey Gold Wave, Monkey Turn Folder V, PC.
What should we play?
All program.
Let's open in VBA. To get on that. Well, actually, first, let's switch to RealSpeak.
RealSpeak, so.
Because here's something that doesn't work too well.
Folder view.
You know, these are the solo direct voices, and they're pretty quick on a regular computer, but on these netbooks, they're a little bit different.
And 10.6. NVIDIA call graph add in. My Bluetooth Avast and. My Bluetooth add in call graph. Start. Set. Adobe Reader. Rail Racer. JavaScript. USA Games Inter. Arachnophilia sub, USA Games Interactive submenu, Arachno FTP edit submenu, Coffee Cup software submenu, Arachy Turpy.
Let's open Jart again. Turn on typing.
Jart left parent, F space, characters, V space, S. This is a test to see how responsive ScanSoft Tom is with RealSpeak Solo Direct. Home. All Jart IN R and Tetches piece. Desk piece. Monkey left PC. Select a voice prof eloquent.
Folder.
So that shows you that. Now let's close Jaws.
Unloading Arontix.
And open NVDA. I hit Control Alt and it should come up pretty soon. There it comes.
NVDA start desktop.
And now we'll just zoom all over the place with this thing and see how it works.
FN call and coffee scab e. Come on. Call and start. Start menu pulse sub jaws to you F cock cock and send a race in menu L up priest eating F Pazar Mamma Dom Zero.
I just jackhammering the up arrow key real quick.
I'm holding
it down now, so. I've seen worse. Okay, now that we've messed with that, let's switch back to Jaws. That was NVDA going bye-bye. Now, here comes Jaws.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Beta release around.
Okay, now.
Desk PC.
Let me see, where were we?
DCS4LS. Would anyone
okay,
be happy?
I wanted to change this to a different power setting. Let's open up the JAWS.
Select the
system tray.
Realtek HD Audio Manager. JAWS for Windows. Reduce. Skype left parent, online right parent, Windows Live Messenger dash signed in, call graph colon connected to Skype, E Super Hybrid Engine V5.1.2.1013.
Okay, this is one of the programs that controls how much power these things use.
Context menu, super performance mode checked, high performance mode, power saving mode, auto mode, exit, super performance mode checked.
So that's what you can do with that.
PC. Leaving menus, so JAWS.
Auto mode, it uses dynamic switching, and it just speeds up and slows down depending on what you need to do.
JAWS for real time.
Okay, let's go to. Let's see, where were we? I have Speed Switch XP installed, and it puts an icon up there.
AC colon max performance less dash DC colon max performance curve speed colon 1596 MHz CPU load colon 24%.
So that's speed switch. If I hit enter here,
call graph JAWS.
Well, it didn't work right.
Try
that again.
Select the city's JAWS for Win AC. Robert has just signed in. Max performance.
Here we go.
Battery optimized.
So this is let us change the
max
other part of this computer.
Dynamic switching. Max battery.
Let's put it on max battery.
Leaving menu PC.
Now we're gonna have a bit of a performance problem.
Desktop. Desktop. Start menu. All Pro Adobe Rail Job U Ara Epca Batrates Inos Set PC Set Pro Start menu. Leaving menu.
I hope Goldwave keeps
Robert,
recording this.
Robert has P Robert PC NVDA 9 NVDA.
Let's I'm gonna open CPU Z so technical people can get to hear what the processor speed actually
land.
Is.
Local disk left folder buzz.x1 of dialogue progress bar 0% 8%.
Yeah, it's opening
40%.
This is CPU Z.
CPU dash Z dialogue JAWS. Bottom version selection prop rated at bus speed multiplier X bus speed 142.5 MHz rated at bus speed 1 rated at bus speed 142.5 MHz left multiplier X 6.0L1 inst the core speed 855.1 MHz L1 data 24 KB clocks left parent core number 0 right parent group box cache group box PC.
This is with power saving features on. We can make it even worse if we
NV
want.
NV desktop. Select E Super Hybrid N. Context menu. High power saving mode. Leaving menus. Assess call graph. Around PC. NVDA 9 of 3rd. Start menu. Set a rate. U or F. Call. Leaving E Super. CPC. Mug Gold with C. CPU dash Z.
So you can tell it's less responsive now.
Multi-core core speed 627.1 MHz L1 data 20 CPU tap.
Now let's crank it back
desktop.
Up.
Desktop. Select the AC call. Context menu max for menu bar leaving menu. Select the E super. Context menu super leaving menu. PC gold CC gold CPU
so NVIDIA. Back to a little screamer again.
PC monkey gold wave CPU Z. CPPC buzz.x1 around fixed month gold with CPU dash blank PC not selected NV PC monkey gold wave Robert peace Robert has PC
yeah leave me alone
Robert monkey turn CP gold wave CPU dash clocks left core speed 853.1 core speed 800 core speed 1 start menu my PC least monkey turn gold CPU JAWS marlist PC OK button CPU JAWS verse rhythm core speed 1709.0 MA core speed 1700 PC
and I think it goes up higher like that because it's a hyper threading processor assuming it's what it is. So we'll close this.
Around 6 PC land. Selected monkeys up to edit. Up edit. Selected gold wave.
So it comes with XP installed, and we've taken a good look at that, how that works, and we'll reboot in the Vista in just a minute. And Windows 7, my bad. And play with that and see what it sounds like. And there won't be much involved with that, just we're just gonna arrow around and see how quick Vista is, or Windows 7. Good grief. Gotta get my words straight there. And of course Windows 7 is still in beta. So yep. We're gonna do that next and then we'll be all done. Hope you guys enjoy the XP.
Monkey turn gold with.
Anyway, we'll go ahead and stop this.
Error, okay, but
whoops.
Gold.
Before we go ahead and reboot, there's a couple of notes. We have Windows 7 and Windows XP installed on one computer at a dual boot configuration. The computer has a 160GB hard drive, and that hard drive from the factory was split into two partitions. So I downloaded the XP ISO file and burned that ISO file to a DVD. And I copied the contents of the DVD onto an external hard drive because the netbooks, or at least this one, doesn't have a CD drive. Excuse me. And plugged the external hard drive into the netbook and ran setups.exe off of the hard drive, the external hard drive that is, and it started the Windows 7 installation process. And it was actually quite nearly accessible, sort of. See, the first part of it was accessible. So you finish that, and then everything goes quiet. The computer restarts and does some stuff, restarts again, and then, you know, it does that a little while. Then it comes up with the out-of-box experience, at which point you can launch Narrator, which, and listen to Microsoft Anna, read the dialogues and stuff. It's not 100% accessible that way, but it's better than nothing. I had childhood assistance for this process, though, so I didn't have to worry about that in the first place. But, I think it might actually be possible for someone who didn't have childhood assistance to install Windows 7 if they had a running operating system already installed on the computer. Of course, if you have to get technical about it and don't have a running operating system and you have to shut down the computer and run it off of a boot CD, then that's not going to work. You know, I think you have to answer some questions from the, you know, the CD before it actually comes up to the out-of-box experience. I believe that would be inaccessible. But the way I did it, I think it would be accessible. So, just figured I'd mention that. So, I'm going to shut this down. And, I'm going to start it up again, because, it's dual boot configuration. What happens when you hit the power button, you have a menu, and the first one is Windows 7, and the second one is Windows XP. And if you want XP, you hit down arrow once and hit enter. If you want Windows 7, you just hit enter without down arrowing or going anywhere. And, you know, obviously, if you choose Windows 7, it boots up in Windows 7. If you choose XP, it boots up in Windows XP. So it's, we're just gonna shut it down and turn it back on and boot up to Windows 7, and we'll demonstrate how Windows 7 behaves on this netbook.
Okay, because that was so loud, I went ahead and cut the rest of it out where I went into the volume control and got that under control.
So, after I shut up, we'll be back to a reasonable volume again. So, here goes.
Updating title is activation. Activation. Run this demo button. Do not show. Run. Desktop. No windows active. Desktop. Folder view list view. Not selected. Recycle bin. 1 to 4. Menu. Play GMA Tank Commander. Leaving menus. GMA Tank Commander dialog. Product security dialog. Keep unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS dialog. GM.
User code 7991.
Enter your selection. Play standard game. Enter your experience level.
Bring him on. Bring him on. Bring him on.
Press F1 for help.
Sector 1. Course neutral. Wooded area 950 meters. Wooded area 850 meters. Course for forward. Intelligence victory path neutral. 250. 3 4 450 ahead. 770. 5 5 6 6 7 700 and 750.
Good one.
Cruise missile.
Last round, sir. Target destroyed.
Are you sure you would like to quit? Yes, yes.
Enter your exit game.
Thank you for playing GMA Tank.
NVDA started. Program. Start menu, pay new start. Getting started, submenu G1 of 20. Variant max, variant, voice English, and voice in Scottish, and voice and voice English, RP, and voice English as, and wind, sticky no, Windows Media, sticky notes, pain. Sticky note pain, note edit, note. T-I-S-S-T-E-T-S-K-O-T, caps are off, dot space, recycle me, pro, sticky note, ticket, t. Note, my touchpad keeps making me wander all over the screen. My touchpad keeps making me wander all over the screen. Note, my note window, my touchpad keep note window. Toolbar, toolbar, delete note, new note. Delete new note, delete note button, new. New note, can delete note, new note button, new note, control plus N, delete note button, delete note, control plus D, new note, note my touchpad keeps make, sticky note pain, note edit, note. Recycle. Note, since Rick Harmon's mention of these things in his podcast, I had to give them a TR. Why, not, note, sit, sticking, note my, note, since Rick, note my touch, pain, blank. Desk, set, recycle bin. Attend T Communication Manager 2 of 4. Job send feedback for, show notification, user promoted notification area toolbar, action sender button was 99% available. Plugged in, charging button 2 of 4. Spears 99% remaining button 2 of 4. Spears dial up, are my dark mode speakers. Clock clock notification chevron button. User promoted show desk start button. Running applications toolbar. Internet wind internet explore. Blank. Desktop list. Run dial desk untitled notepad pain. Wow, notepad loads very fast. N desk program manager. Note user promoted note 99% remaining button desktop list. Run dial desktop list. Send feedback 4 of 4. Send feed document with carriage return. Word tab is considerably slower. N. Desktop list. Program manage. Start menu page. Shut. Hibernate. Sleep S. Shut down sleep. Search box edit. Getting started. Sub menu P. Paint P6. Pictures P. O. Music M. Paint P. Pictures. Start all programs back. All programs. Sierra Wireless Collapse. Duomo. Monkey Turp. Maintenance. Jaws 10.0. 98% 3 hours and 40 minutes remaining. GMA Tank. Games. Extras. And up. At and T. Task switching. Desktop lit. Blank. With CSRS DWM. Desktop. With DWXDC. Get up. Run dialog. Type the name of a program. Folder. Die. Run dialog. Desk. Send feedback. Show that desk. 98% 3 hours and 40 minutes. Windows Mobility Center dialog. Dialog. Change audio settings button. Mute checkbox not checked. Alt plus M. Volume slider 35. Dialog. Change power settings dot. Select a power plan. Your current selection is high performance combo box high performance collapse. Select a power plan. Your current selection is high performance. Power saver. Dialog. Change wireless network. Turn wireless off. Dialog. Change display set. Connect display. Dialog. Change synchronization. Sync settings button. Dialog. Change presentation. Turn on button. Alt. Help. Dialog. Change audio setting. Mute checkbox. Not check. 98% 3 hours and 47 minutes. Desktop list. Set. Show desk. Desk. Notification. Desk. Red 97% 3 hours and 50 minutes remain. Gotta give it long enough to register the new battery life. Well, it doesn't get as long as Windows XP. Windows XP usually shows about 6 hours. 97. Synthesizer dialog. SAPI 5. Microsoft.
Notepad dialog. Do you then? Desk. Recycle. Start menu pane use tab to move between sections, including the first and second panes and the power buttons. Search box edit. All programs submenu use back. Search box F. All programs tree view. Default programs 123 of 23. Desktop gadget gallery 122 of 23. Internet Explorer 121 of 23. Send feedback 120 of 23. Windows DVD Maker 119 of 23. Windows Fax and Scan 118 of 23. Windows Media Center 117 of 23. Windows Media Player 116 of 23. Windows Update 115 of 23. XPS Viewer 114 of 23. Accessories collapsed 11 of 22 level 1. Administrative Tools collapsed 12 of 22 level 1. AD&T collapsed 13 of 22 level 1. Extra Sand Upgrades collapsed 14 of 22 level 1. Expanded. Small Business Resources to 26 of 26. Windows Marketplace to 25 of 26. Windows Website to 24 of 26. Games collapsed 15 of 22 level 1. GMA Tank Commander collapsed 16 of 22 level 1. Jaws 10.0 collapsed 17 of 22 level 1. Maintenance collapsed 18 of 22 level 1. Expanded. Backup and restore to 30 of 30. Create a system repair. Help. Window. Monkey turn. Run. Untitled. K. T. E. A. Okay. This is a test to see how badly Microsoft Anna is at responsiveness. Then. Program. Start menu. Desktop. S. Send feedback. S. Shut down Windows. S. Switch user. S. Sleep. S. Shut down. Desktop list. Send feed.
Okay, we're gonna kind of wrap this up with the internal microphone. I didn't say anything with the demonstration of Vista or Windows 7 because there wasn't really any way to get a microphone involved in all that mix-up I had to do. So, just a note that most this will be largely unedited. Not doing a noise filter on it. That way, you also get a good idea of what the sound card sounds like. So, pretty much what I heard is what you get. And we just been a while playing around. It wasn't supposed to be anything professional, so it's not going to be perfect for sure. And I'm just glad it wasn't meant to be. Hopefully you enjoy listening to it. And with that note, I guess we're out of here. Thanks for listening. This is my contact information. If you'd like to email me, you can send an email to valiant8086@lavabit.com. valiant8086@lavabit.com. If you want to visit my website, you can go to http://valiant8086.xinteractive.net. And it's the same as my email address, .x-site-interactive.net, spelled S-I-G-H-T, not S-I-T-E. If you wish to add me to Skype, my contact for Skype is aarontech.valiant, A-A-R-O-N-T-E-C-H, .V-A-L-I-A-N-T. MSN is a1t2s3_89@hotmail.com. And that is a_1t_tango_2s_sierra_3_89@hotmail.com. I don't check email from that address, so please don't send an email to that address. If you wish to subscribe to my mailing list to discuss anything, including any of my podcasts, please send a blank message to aarontech-request@freelist.org. Place the word subscribe in the subject and leave the message body blank. You will receive a reply to which you can reply in order to be subscribed. Once again, this is Aaron Spears, and I'd like to thank you for listening to my podcast. Background music courtesy magnatunes.com.